Section 1. Gary and Leslie are students. They are at the museum today with their teacher and their classmates. They are walking into the past section.
What clothes did people wear in the old days?
Asks Gary. In England, they wore long dresses and top hats, says the teacher. In America, they wore warm leather clothes. In China, they wore beautiful silk clothes.
How did people travel?
Asks Leslie.
In America, some people traveled by canoe,
says the teacher.
In China, they used rickshaws. And in England, they traveled by horse and carriage.
Where did the people live in those days?
Asks Gary.
In China, people lived in big houses with a square courtyard,
says the teacher.
In England, they lived in tall, narrow houses. And in America, some people lived in teepees.
Did they have telephones in those days?
Asks Leslie.
No, they didn't,
says the teacher.
In England, they used telegrams. In China, they wrote beautiful letters. And in America, they sometimes even used smoke signals.
Now the students are going into the present section of the museum. They are having a great time. Leslie enjoyed learning about the past. Gary wants to see what is in the present.
What clothes do we wear these days?
We wear jeans, sneakers, and t-shirts,
says Gary.
Girls wear skirts, blouses, and hats,
says Leslie.
We also wear caps, sandals, and jackets,
says Gary.
How do people get around?
Asks the teacher.
I go to school by car,
says Leslie.
My dad sometimes takes me to the shops on his scooter,
says Gary.
Okay. Some people also get around by motorcycle, and others use the bus. Where do people live these days?
I live in an apartment in a tall building,
says Leslie.
We live in a house with a big yard,
says Gary.
My dog lives in a house, too.
How do we communicate with other people?
Asks the teacher.
We can use a telephone or cell phone to call our friends,
says Leslie.
I use the internet to email my cousin in New Zealand,
says Gary. The teacher and the children are now going into the future section of the museum. Nobody knows what the future will bring. But let's try to imagine.
What clothes will people wear in 20 years' time?
Asks the teacher.
I think the clothes will be very cool,
says Gary.
They will have small computers in their clothes, and the clothes will change size and color.
How will children go to school?
Asks the teacher.
I think they will go to school in cars that can fly,
says Leslie.
I think children will not go to school,
says Gary.
They will have class at home on their computers.
Where will people live in the future?
Asks Leslie.
I think we will live in tall buildings controlled by computers,
says the teacher.
I think we will live in cities under the sea,
says Gary.
How will people talk to each other in the future?
Asks the teacher.
They will use little telephones in their ears.
They will talk to each other by just thinking and not speaking,
says Leslie.
I can't wait for the future,
says Gary.